voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning on WICC 600.
Dr. Brown, I missed you. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Melissa?
I'm good, thank you. I don't like taking a week off from talking to you. I feel like I missed too much. There's too much going on.
I know. A lot of things changed in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, no kidding, right? And I'm like, man, of course I go on vacation, and then I don't know what's happening. So I'm so glad you're here this morning. Thank you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
So let's first of all talk about the mask mandates. Governor Lamont has decided, or he had made this decision, and then the legislature agreed, the mask mandate for schools is going to go away February 28th. Now, of course, our listeners are aware it's going to come down to what the districts want to do.
Right.
And I was curious, from your professional standpoint, what are your thoughts on mask choice versus having a mandate still for schools?
You know, it's really interesting. So a couple things about the mask mandate. So one, it's a mandate. So he's taking away a mandate. So it still gives the ability to sort of use the voice of reason and thought in it. And I think people just need to realize that this is just a step in releasing the restrictions that we had for the prevention of the spread. Mm-hmm. This is not COVID is over. This is not stop everything. You know, as of March 1st, you know, COVID's gone away. I think this is saying, okay, you know what? If your volume is low, you're not having a lot of COVID. You know, you have other precautions in place. You're still following sort of following guidelines. Good infectious disease practices. When you're sick, you're staying home. I think that's sort of the right thing to do. So again, I'm glad we're dropping the mask mandate, but I don't think that people need to think that this is not the end of COVID. And, you know, now it's magically gone as of March 1st.
I actually really love the way you just said that, which was that this is just a step of getting away from what was the way that things were for 2 years. It's not to say, like you said, that COVID's going away, but this is just a step in the direction that, listen, you know, this was put into place at the very beginning because we had no idea how to maintain the spread of COVID and to control it better. But it's 2 years later. And I love the way that you said it. You said it a lot better than I just gave you synopsis points for. But you said it very nicely, because I think that's a great way to look at it, which is that people, I think, know what they should be doing. The majority of people, I think, know what to do. And like you said, if you feel like you're sick at this point, we know, don't put other people at risk. Just stay home and,
right.
You know, wash your hands and cover your anal and all those things. And I think you're right. Yeah,
absolutely. And I think people, you can't forget, this is a deadly virus. You know, it's a lot more deadly than other things. So if you're not vaccinated, or you, someone can't get vaccinated, then you're at risk. Or someone you love could be at risk, and that's really important to think, because that's different than anything else. You know, this isn't the common cold. This is actually a deadly virus if you didn't take proper precautions, which includes, you know, the option of wearing masks, the options of, you know, socially distancing, staying home when you're sick, and get vaccinated. I still think that's really important, because what changes this virus from being a deadly virus to being more of a flu-like illness or even a common cold is the vaccine.
Do you still feel that way, Dr. Brown, even though a lot of people contracted COVID and have natural immunity?
I do. I still think you need to be really careful about it. I mean, especially those who either haven't vaccinated or haven't gotten, or actually didn't get it naturally. And remember, we know that natural immunity does wane over a period of time. So about 90 days, it can completely go away.
I'm curious about this, Dr. Brown, because I know I have some listeners who don't love the idea that they don't really care that I got vaccinated. They just feel, you know, we had COVID, we got through it, and I don't touch on natural immunity enough. And look, I think natural immunity is a strong thing. I think that's why we've been able to recover from things like Omicron. Mm-hmm. I think that's why we're moving in a great direction. I think it's helped with herd immunity.
Agreed.
Right. But at the end of the day, I like you said, natural immunity only lasts for so long. So here's my question for the people who have said, you know, look, we've contracted COVID, we survived it, we're fine. If you contract COVID once a year, like, for example, my own son has had COVID twice now. Once he was asymptomatic. The next year when Omicron happened, he was sick. He wasn't in the hospital. He was okay, but he had a fever, had the sore throat, had you know, a full-blown COVID. My question is, even if you have natural immunity, if you got COVID a second time or on a yearly basis or whatever, does it get like harder? Does it get harder to fight off COVID, if that makes sense?
So I think I know what you're trying to ask. So if you have natural immunity, it's better than nothing.
Right.
Let's put it that way. So I'm not disagreeing with that. I mean, it would be amiss to say that that you don't have some immunity, because you do.
Right.
And you have some longer lasting immunity. What we have seen is that, and again, I think the odds are if you've actually had COVID-19, actually had the infection, the likelihood that you're going to end up dying from it is actually really low. So let's put that out there.
Well, that's huge. So if you've had COVID-19, the chances of you contracting it again and then dying from it is low.
That is correct. However, the likelihood that you are going to get really sick is actually higher than those who are vaccinated.
So that's why my son got more sick the second time around.
Exactly. So that's the concern. The concern is that it's actually, you know, I kind of like to put it this way: get vaccinated, so you. And again, I don't mean to blunt, but get vaccinated so you reduce the risk of dying, right? That's the first thing. Get boosted, you know, and that boosting means boosting and getting a booster, or getting vaccination on top of an infection. Get boosted to prevent a significant infection.
Okay. We're chatting with Dr. Brown this morning. Dr. Brown, the big news that masks are the mask mandate for schools is going to go away February 28th. It's going to come down to districts deciding what's best for them. There's been a lot of controversy around whether masks are even helpful or not. And so I wanted to ask you, because I would rather go to a doctor I trust, somebody who's been accurate from the very beginning and has been spot on. And honestly, you have a degree. I don't have a degree in being a medical professional, and a lot of my listeners don't either. Not all, but some. And there have been some articles sent my way, you know, basically claiming or saying that masks are virtually, they're not helpful. The masks are not helpful. It's been proven that they didn't really do anything. Why are we even wasting our time? And so I wanted to ask you, honestly, I just wanted to know, have we, 2 years later, have we shown that masks actually are not that helpful in spreading COVID or stopping the spread of COVID?
No, I would actually disagree and say that masks have been very helpful. I think the concern that we have and the issue about using any infection control practices with sort of what we've been doing, which is mask, hand hygiene, hand washing, keeping distance, all those are temporary solutions. They don't solve the problem. The problem being is that we had no exposure to the virus. So the only way to truly eliminate the pandemic, or get rid of the pandemic, or prevent us from getting infected or getting serious infection, is getting vaccinated or actually getting the infection. So I think masks worked really well. I think the timeline in which we've sort of slowly taken them off has actually worked well also. So there's enough data out that has demonstrated that masks have actually worked and worked really well. But I got to tell you that being in the hospital during this entire 2 years, I can tell you that our staff has done really well by wearing masks and not getting it. And that every time that we'd end up getting any outbreak or any type of infection would be when people were together not wearing their masks. So you can look at things, but then I can tell you that we have a lot of experience within the hospitals to show that wearing a mask and two people wearing a mask decreases likelihood of getting, transmitting that infection to less than 1%.
And my understanding, too, from Dr. Brown, was when this time last year, we were saying that flu numbers, cold, everything was
correct.
Down because of mask wearing. But, of course, there are going to be competing articles saying, well, no, that's not true. It's really the viral competition, and basically COVID was stronger than any other thing. So that's why.
Funny. Yeah, that's that's a good one. You know, people like to write a lot of different things. That's actually not true. If you go back in history to, before we were documenting time, it's actually been found, hand hygiene, washing your hands, and wearing masks has actually been a way to prevent surgical infections for forever. Viruses, are notoriously known for spreading. In particular, influenza is known to be on surfaces. And not only is it on surfaces, but if it gets to your mouth, your nose, usually what happens is you touch a surface and then you bring it to your mouth or nose. That's how you end up transmitting the virus. This is well-known fact. This has been studied for a long time, before the 1900s. So it's actually been, it really is something that's pretty secure. I would not want people to think that, preventing any infection is, I'm not sure how one would prevent an infection if you didn't take these precautions, which we've been doing in the hospitals forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, so, I appreciate it. Because like I said, I think that's what's hard. COVID, and that's what's hard about the life that we live right now, because there are so many different places to go for your reports and for your articles. And like you said, there are a lot of people who are writing things, and there are a lot of credible things going on in other countries, and that's all fine. That's why I think from the beginning I said, look, if you trust your doctor, if you've had the same doctor that's gotten you through the last 40, 50 years of your life, then ask your doctor. Your doctor will tell you.
Absolutely. And there's actually a Society of Hospital Epidemiology of America, which I'm a member of, and a fellowship, which have actually done research on the prevention of the spread of infection. So it's quite a bit of information out there. I think people look at it from different standpoints, and there's ways to say, well, this may have not been as much a contact, like as in touching a surface and then bringing to your face kind of thing. It's more of a direct face-to-face spread. So we call that a droplet transmission. So it is very interesting. And again, I think we can probably talk a lot about sort of the pieces that are associated with it. But ultimately, by wearing a mask, washing our hands, keeping distance, you prevent the spread of viruses. That's sort of a well-known fact.
Dr. Brown, I wish I had more time to chat with you, but I so appreciate you giving us the extra time each and every week. Thank you so much, and we'll chat again next week.
Absolutely. Have a good day, Melissa.
Thanks. You too, Dr. Brown.